Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Bring you through, talking about God's grace, respecting the sacrifice. Hallelujah. This is Prophetess Teresa Jackson. I'm here with you to bring you a word from heaven. I'll be right back.
Time and exactly what you need.
How sweet. How sweet. Your grace is sweet,
how sweet,
and it gets sweeter, sweeter.
Glory to God, for God is faithful, and He has been sweet
to
each one of us. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for this hour of power. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving by your Spirit. And Father, we just submit our will to your will. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say, amen, amen. I am excited and delighted to be here with you this afternoon, this evening, for God is so gracious to us. In spite of ourselves, God is still God. For the word says he changes not. Amen, amen. I want to talk to you briefly about the sacrifice. Respecting the sacrifice, respecting God's holiness by living in your truth. you know, we've been dealing with this and that, and we've been over here and over there. But I want to encourage you to remember to take some quiet time and talk to the Father. Take some time and talk to Him. Take some time, in addition to talking, to listening to His direction. For the Word of God says that He sent His Holy Spirit that He may, what? Lead, guide, and direct us. How can He lead, guide, and direct us if we're not listening? Amen? How can He lead, guide, and direct us if we're not listening? We have to listen to God. We have to listen to God. We have to be focused on listening. How do we respect God's holiness? By knowing the sacrifice, knowing the things that Jesus did on the cross so that we might live. Amen. Knowing the cause of the sacrifice, knowing the benefits of the sacrifice, understanding the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on now. We say we know, but do we really understand the real power in respecting God's sacrifice? God has a word from on high for you today. You know, when we begin to live in our truth, in opposed to living in fear of people and things and of situations, no, that's not the way God wants us to live. He wants us to live in our truth. For the Lord said in His word, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not put you in bondage, but make you free. How many want to be free today? You know, how long have you been seeking this freedom? This freedom that is in your hands to get. Amen. Well, let us talk about some things this afternoon, this evening, depending on where you are. Understanding that God has a plan for your life. And learning how to be able to live in your truth and respect the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By doing so, because every time we live in our truth and we're honest, not just with ourselves, but with others, then there's a sense of freedom that comes. And there's a relationship that's developed, not just with man, but with Christ. And with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been afraid to talk about some things, to be about some things? You know, have you ever had fear of what might happen if you shared some of your truth? I know we've all been there, because you think that they're going to look at you differently, they're going to respect you less, they're going to greet you in a different manner if they know your story. But God is all knowing. You know, I've been studying about the life of Samuel, and it's from the book of Samuel. But for right now, the character Samuel has disappeared from my narrative. Instead, chapter 4, 5, and 6 is all focused on the ark. So we look at the ark cover. We capture the story in chapter 4 and then with the Philippians, the Philistines, in chapter 5. So now we're in Isaiah chapter 6. So what does it mean to fear the Lord in opposed to fearing man? In the book of Proverbs, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I don't see anywhere in the word where it says the fear of man. What is the beginning of that? Maybe more fear? But Proverbs 9 and 10 talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You know, the Bible also says in all you're getting, get an understanding. So to begin to live in your truth is very important, so that you're not in denial, so that you're not in this place where you don't want to be mentally, spiritually. You got to put on this covering. You got to put on this cloak. You got to put on this disguise. You got to protect your little secrets, your big secrets. But God wants us to understand that when we respect the sacrifice of Jesus, we understand the value of truth. Amen. So, but a lot of people get confused by that. You know, they figure, or they feel like, you know, they have done so many things unpleasing to God and man that God doesn't love them. People are going to judge you based on what they think you did or said or went, places you may went or places you may go. But I come to serve notice on you this evening. God love you. His love for you is deeper than the deepest ocean. He's your father. So he loves you enough to have mercy and grace upon you. But the Bible says, must I continue in sin that thou grace abound? God forbid. So it's like when you know better, you do better. When you grow up, you do more. When you become of age, you get away from childish things. You know, we have to mature in Christ, grow in Christ. There's more to than just going to church. You know, we began to be the church. Wherever we are, the church is there with us. So we're the temple of Christ. So respecting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is seeking to be more like him. Hallelujah. Understanding that there's a grace that comes with your sacrifice. There's a grace that comes with your endeavors. God is faithful. He won't leave you nor forsake you. If you step out on faith, there's a great rate of return. See, God is a spirit. And the Bible says that those that worship him, that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we're not faking it to make it, in spirit and in truth. So we have to embrace our truth. We can't be in denial. And when we are in denial, what denial does, it causes you to point the finger at the next person, at that person, at this person, and opposed to looking at the areas in our lives that we need to embrace to become a better little g. Amen. We're our Father's children. Those who are afraid of God's holiness, they'll push you away. Or they'll push him away. Sometimes your light can shine so bright that it will cause others not to see. So make sure you take your pair of shades with you so you can offer them to them when your light is shining bright. Amen. But in 1 Samuel verse 6, I'm sorry, chapter 6, verse 1 through 12, the Bible talks about those who are afraid of God's holiness pushes him away. Why? Because the first attitude is the attitude that of fear. For those who are afraid of God's holiness, know, sometimes they just don't want to be bothered. You know, sometimes they'll come up with some things, they'll lie, they'll manipulate, they'll plot. They're afraid of what God is going to use you to become, not just for you, but for others. And that's why we what we see happening with the Philistines here in chapter 6. You know, they are afraid of God's holiness, and they do not want him or the ark around any longer. Oh, yeah, study the word. It'll tell you. So when the ark of the Lord had been in the Philistines' territory 7 months, the Philistines called for the priests and the dividers, those were like the spirit of divination. And what did they say? What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we can send it back to its place. You ever been somewhere where you know that your righteous stand in Christ caused an uproar? It caused others to be uncomfortable because they don't understand how to respect the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the sacrifice that you have chosen to make in your life day after day after day to make a righteous stand, to sacrifice hours at a time to be in his presence, to learn of him, the sacrifice of going to school to learn of him, the sacrifice of denying their flesh and feeding their spirit, learning how to respect the sacrifice of our brothers and sisters. So what the Philistines did was they was upset. They didn't want the ark there. You know, they did not want the ark of the Lord in their territory. They've been there 7 months. Time to go. Send it back. So if you remember, the Philistines, they captured the ark, and they brought it back to their territory, to their own territory, and they put it in their temple. And as a result, God sent tumors among the Philistines, possibly a form of a plague carried by a manifestation of rats. Oh, yeah, God did it. You don't mess with Big G. So the Philistines, they moved the ark from one city to the next, but the plague, guess what God did? The plague followed the ark wherever it went, and even got worse. You can run, but you can't hide. So the plague followed the Philistines. And again, it got worse. So after 7 months of this, they finally had enough, and they came to their rightful mind, their right senses, and they start calling the priests and the diviners, the demon, the witch doctors. And they asked them, what should we do with this ark? You know, just tell us how we can send it back. Well, let's keep reading, because we'll find the answer. We'll find their answer. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And I'm about to read verses 3 through 6, and I believe I'm going to have to call it a night. But I want to introduce this to you, and this is a series that I'm going to be teaching on for the next couple of weeks, talking about respecting the sacrifice and living in your truth. So again, and they answered in verse 3, and they answered, if thou return the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it away empty, but by all means send a guilt offering to them. They felt guilty. But they were told, then you will be healed. That's what the priest told them. and you will know why his hand has not been lifted from you. So the Philistines answered, well, how much, what gift offering, guilt offering should we send him? And they were told, 5 gold tumors and 5 gold rats, according to the number of Philistine rulers. But because the same plague had struck both you and your ruler, make models of the tumors and of the rats they are destroying in the country, and pay honor to Israel's God. Perhaps he will lift his hand from you, and your God and your land will be healed. Why do you hearken your heart as the Egyptians and Pharaoh did when he treated them harshly? Did they not send the Israel out so they could go on their way? Because they wanted to be free of those plagues. I'm trying to tell you something. Don't put your hands on what belongs to God. Respect the sacrifice. Just live in your truth. Amen. God's trying to send you a word. And the priests and the diviners encouraged the Philistines not to send the ark away empty, handed, but to include a gift offering of 5 gold tumors and 5 gold rats. Now, I'm not sure they meant well by this, but there is just so much they get wrong here. You know, first of all, God didn't want a statue for a gift offering. He wanted a sacrifice. The Philistines attempted to pay honor to God through golden image. You know, some things money just can't buy. But the Bible says, but only a sacrifice would work as a guilt offering. So according to the book of Leviticus, we're supposed to sacrifice a ram for this time of offering in this season, in this time that the Bible is making reference to, Leviticus 5 and 15. And then secondly, these images they made would not be pleasing to God anyway. Tumors was a form of unclean skin disease. We all know that. Read Leviticus 13. And rats, we know they some of the most unclean animals. If you keep reading or read in Leviticus 11 and 29, you'll see it there. But God would not make the image of things that he had declared unclean. Besides, the second commandment forbid the making images for worship anyway. I'm going to stop right there. But I wanted to run this by you before I end this broadcast. Know that God wants to continue to grow you up. He wants you to begin to respect the sacrifice that he sent Jesus to die on the cross, so that you might live, so that you may have the tree rights to the tree of life, you and I. So we begin to respect the sacrifices, not only of Jesus Christ, but the sacrifices of others, whether it be your parents, whether it be your spiritual leader, whether it be a friend. Be grateful. Be grateful. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And I'm very grateful that you did. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. This is Pastor Teresa Dox, better known as Yours in Christ. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, terrific, awesome week. God bless you.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship. Let's go.
My testimony is real.
Thy